At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Power of Purpose by William George Jordan, published in 1910. The great test of individual character is not struggle, but attainment. Not failure, but success. Not adversity, but prosperity. When nature wants to put you through the third degree, she places near you the laurel wreaths of victory. She megaphones to you the world's plaudits of success. She parades stacks of newspaper clippings and magazine articles with your portrait. She clinks money bags in your ears, and she tells you confidentially of the world-changing power of your influence. She smiles at you kindly, and then sends you for your test through the dark valley of prosperity. Few people pass through it immune. Few acquire no perversion of mind. Few escape fractures of ideals or new dents in character. But if through it all you remain just as good and simple and lovable as when you began the trip, remain kind, strong, sympathetic, sincere, and unspoiled, nature is glad indeed to admit she has found a real individual of character, a great man or woman. It is called the Dark Valley of Prosperity because it so often dims the vision to the finer realities of life. In the early stages, in the dimness, you cannot see your old friends as they pass. You become afflicted with a peculiar muscle spasm which prevents you from extending your hand to someone no longer necessary to you. You acquire a form of memory impairment which prevents you from remembering past favors and debts of gratitude due to those who stood by you in your hours of need. You do not notice your increasing chest expansion. In the dark valley, your dearest hopes and your high ideals often slip away into the silence, for they have been replaced by avarice and ambition, dressed in a livery of gold, which you nearsightedly have mistaken for a higher good. In the shadows, your conscience, the eye of the soul, may become so dulled that it cannot see the distinctions between genuine honor and dishonor, rationalizing everything away, like the lawyer who says, "Well, it is technically legal." Sometimes you grope along the corridors of your life, unconscious of the great price that you are paying. Then suddenly you realize, under a burst of temporary sunlight in the valley, that you have somehow, somewhere, lost love, sympathy, trust, confidence, kindness, or something else that had been dearest in the world to you. It has dropped away like a locket from an unguarded chain, and you may never find it again. It is sheer sanctimony, of course, to throw wealth, fame, prosperity, and success into a moral dust heap as vanities of the world. We all want them. Those who take a high moral pose against them are either envious or are elbowing their way to get front Pharisee seats in the temple of virtue. These things are not evil in themselves. They are great powers for good, but they are not life's greatest ones. They are less than the real joys, like love, that no money can buy. And they produce harmful outcomes when acquired by a sacrifice of truth, honor, justice, or the real virtues of life, or when consecrated to the selfish side of living. Poverty, struggle, failure, and adversity are not in themselves passports to sainthood, though they have given moral strength and wisdom to thousands. They have their own hard, bitter temptations to meet face to face. Theirs is far from an easy fight, the daily hand-to-hand battle with fate. But their temptations are usually direct, bold, clearly defined, and their joys require so little. The tempting tests of prosperity come in subtle guises, gilded, perfumed, and masked. Poverty knows the word stealing. Wealth may think it financiering. Poverty knows envy of another's possessions. Wealth may assume taking a manufacturing plan as a good business deal, and may then even, by some strange sophistry, justify itself by declaring they will do better for the people. Poverty knows hunger for bread. Wealth may hunger for the money of the bread earners. Poverty usually sees evil in its aggressive, hardest phases. Prosperity may find it hidden and unsuspected, like Cleopatra's viper in a bouquet of flowers. A very slight drop of the acid of prosperity will begin the revelation of character in both the man and the woman. The slightest elevation in position, the smallest new good fortune, some temporary elation may reveal it. Have you ever noticed the person who has made a bit of a success in the city and then returns for a week to their small hometown? They say they have come back to see the folks, but it is really to have the folks see them. They enjoy the envy they excite in those who have not, like themselves, lived in a big city. They want to get sunburned in the warmth and fervor of the admiration. They occupy the center of the conversation every minute with their monologues to friends and family. There is a touch of swagger in their walk, an irritating undertone of tolerance and patronage in their speech, and that loud voice we involuntarily use with the deaf. It is perhaps only a harmless brand of vanity, but it shows they are getting near to the entrance of the dark valley. When a good-souled, humble person of real fame comes back home, the story of their deeds leaks out incidentally. It is not exploded like a bomb. The author of a successful book may have won their honors because they wrote with serious purpose. Their message was supreme, fee for delivery secondary. But then they may be attacked by the vertigo of money-making and forget everything else. Inspired by their publisher, they may galvanize an old, earlier book of their youth, or rush through a hasty new one to have it in print, before the wave of their sudden fame has died on the shores of forgetfulness. This new book may then fail, because they fell into the pitfall of commercialism in the dark valley of prosperity. Successful artists and writers, in many instances, do not follow up their first successes that won them fame. They slur over their work. They stand still or they degenerate. They accentuate the superficial in their style and care little for the strength that once was vital. They repeat the same characters, merely in slightly changed positions, like a cheap stock company with a small cast and a meager wardrobe, playing in repertoire. Should you tenderly and gingerly broach the subject with one of these artists, they are likely to say, "Oh, what difference does it make? It pays all right." What they really need is some good Samaritan to drag them from the dark valley of prosperity and put them back again in the sunlight of struggle and the inspiration born from adversity. The business person who began in a small way and suddenly finds fortune emptying cornucopias of gold into their lap may find it hard to keep their feet and not lose their head. The demon of greed may transform them. They want more. They are like the farmer who desired only the land that adjoined their farm. But each addition increased the field of desire. The more they had, the more they wanted. To accumulate more, you may defy laws, bribe legislatures, and buy judges. Like a modern Joshua, you may seek to command the Son of Justice to stand still. Your chloroform conscience may sleep so soundly that an earthquake would not jostle it. Wealth indeed often makes those who started bravely with high ideals and normal moral health become cold, heartless, selfish, and uncharitable as they walk through the dark valley of prosperity. They often become arrogant and have a tendency to expect an argument to close when they speak. They seem to have a corner on judgment, as if their eye alone saw the Sun of Wrath, their wisdom alone plumbed the depth of great questions. The abnormal pressure of business often forces them into pleasures of which they count not the cost, nor the character. They are often too busy to take stock of the goods of their soul. The culture of the higher affections and sentiments is often killed. Trifles affect them strangely. They grow irritated, impatient, irrational, at finding even a crumpled rose in the golden couch of their insomnia. They become more and more suspicious and hardly know whom to trust. They fear everyone is paving the way for some deal, stealthily seeking to gain their influence or to subtract something from the useless pile of their surplus wealth. They can have but few trusted, genuine friends of the mind, heart, and soul. Let us live gladly and glowingly in the sunlight of the real, simple love that means our great all, with a faith in those few around us that girdles our whole world, realizing the treasure of honest, true friendships that so inspire, happy in the noble round of loyalty, consecrating today's duties to usher in a finer tomorrow. So living in the joy of our simple life of unselfish realness that we shall be glad that the trials, tests, and temptations of the dark valley have actually snubbed us as too unimportant to notice. If called upon to the burdens of great responsibility, let us bear them bravely at our best, and let nothing rob us of simplicity, kindness, strength, sympathy, and all that is sterling. The greatest men and women are ever the simplest. There are thousands who bear their great burdens of fame, success, prosperity, or wealth, and yet remain happy as of old and unspoiled by it all. These are the truly rare characters, the ones possessed of fine resources of thought, heart, and soul, who have safely passed through the dark valley of prosperity.